Yesterday we discussed verse 3 of Surah An-Nahl, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah created the heavens and the earth correctly. تَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ is above all that they associate with him as partners. The explanation given by the Mufassirin, which we outlined yesterday, was the cosmos is so well laid out, so balanced. You attribute partners to Allah, O Mushrikeen. If Allah had partners and they were jointly operating the cosmos with him, there wouldn't have been this degree of perfection. There would have been chaos. And we quoted the verse in reference here, لَوْكَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا, from Surah Anbiya. And مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِذَا لَّذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Allah says in Surah Mu'minun that Allah has not taken a son, and there is no deity besides Allah. Had they been, they would have been vying with each other over what they created and trying to gain domination over each other. And then what would have happened? There would have been absolute chaos. Well, Allah says, the fact that there's no chaos and everything is so well proportioned and so strategically laid out and so, well sustained shows, that in itself should show you and indicate to you that there can be only one creator, sustainer and nourisher. The next verse, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطُفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah created man from a drop of sperm. Then behold, he becomes an open disputant. So here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is indicating that one is, you look at the heavenly bodies and the celestial bodies, and that should bring you to the conclusion that there is only one creator. Apart from that, look at yourself. You were created from a lifeless drop of sperm which could not walk, talk, communicate, nothing. And from there, look at what you've become. You can smell, you can taste, you can see, you can hear, you can touch, you can feel, you can think, you can understand, you can analyze, you can strategize, you can communicate, you can argue. Look at the abilities which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given you. That drop which had no capabilities has resulted in a human that's so full of capacity, talent and ability. However, when you allow your talent, etc., to go to your head, then you start disputing even with Allah. Allah says at the end of Surah Yasin, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانَ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Does man not see that we created him from a drop of sperm? Then behold, he becomes an open disputant with Allah. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. He starts giving parables and examples to us. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ. And he forgets his own creation. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. He says, who'll resurrect the bones when they have decomposed? That same Allah who created you from a lifeless drop of sperm will resurrect those bones after they have decomposed. So in our own creation as man, there is adequate evidence of the oneness and the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is the message in this ayah, in essence, ayah number 4 of Surah An-Nahl. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Allah created man from a drop of sperm. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Then behold, man becomes an open disputant. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.